In the saying of farm security is national security, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen weighed in on the announcement coming out of Washington, D.C. on the National Farm Security Action Plan.
Yeah, well, I think that there's a couple things that are really, really exciting, and I hope that all Nebraskans, everybody in agriculture, everybody in rural communities are excited about the energy and the leadership that Madam Secretary Brooke Rollins, the Secretary of Agriculture, is doing in concert with the President. You know, the whole issue is about rural economic revitalization. The whole issue is about family farms being successful and being protected because, as we said, family farms equate family farm security equates to food security, which equates to national security. They're really, really important. And with partnerships with the USDA, nobody can execute and do it better than what states can. And that's why Governor Huckabee Sanders from Arkansas was invited to it, as well as Governor Bill Lee from Tennessee, as well as myself, because we've worked hard on taking productive steps. In 23, we partnered with Senator Bostar to be able to get Chinese equipment off of our telecommunication towers because that information was going places into our foreign adversary. Second step was the next year, making sure that we had laws so that people from foreign adversary countries, i.e. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, that they can't buy farmland or assets in Nebraska. You know, we just had a big thing take place in the last week. Syngenta is a crop seed company owned by Chinese. They wanted to meet with me. I said, really don't have any interest in meeting with you. I prefer you not be in the state of Nebraska. I prefer you go find another place to do business. The good news is the Syngenta assets were sold to Bex Hybrid Seed, a family-owned seed corn business. So, you know, those are positive steps where we stand up and just say, look, we don't want you here. This is not in the best interest of the values of Nebraska and agriculture. And, you know, my four words are really keep it really simple. I'm governor focused on kids, taxes, agriculture, values. And, we need to stand up. I don't know any Nebraskan. I have not met a Nebraskan that wants to be neighbors with somebody that's a foreign adversary. It makes no sense.
You know, Governor, as you look at this, this is a very comprehensive plan and something we haven't seen when it comes to national security with the focus on agriculture.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that for all of us that have spent our lifetime in agriculture, it's pretty inspiring because, you know, there's a focus because food security is a big deal. It's really, really important for the long-term success of the state of Nebraska and the long-term success of our country so that we can have great quality of life for long-term. If we don't have food security, we don't have national security. It's a severe problem. So, you know, we've taken, you know, us Nebraskans, some might say, oh, this seems crazy. Well, guess what? It might seem crazy to us, but it's not the way it is today. We do not live in a secure world. We have drone activity that scares the bejeebus out of us. There's, excuse me, foreign adversaries that are trying to steal everything from the United States, everything from what we do in Nebraska. And just for the record, Nebraska, we are as effective at agricultural technological advancement and farming practices and data. And our foreign adversaries want it.
So as you look at this and you, as you bring this back to Nebraska, what are some implementations or might we see something coming through the unicameral as we focus more on national and state farm security?
Yeah. So as we, you know, first steps, we're getting the Chinese equipment off of telecommunication towers. Obviously that's in the execution phase and should be having, that's been going on 2 years, should be taken care of. we've got to check, get the accountability of that. Then second place that's in the phase is making sure that the legislature has been effective and that nobody from foreign adversary countries can buy land. And then the third step would be if there is land owned by anybody from foreign adversaries that we can take care of that. So those are steps. There are other, we spent time with the America First Policy Institute, and you know, there's research being done across the country, and that's where we're in collaboration so that if there are other things that security, I know from my background, the piece that we're working on, wanting to create awareness for security purposes is to protect us from foreign animal disease, African swine fever and foot and mouth disease, that if it would get into the United States, if it would get into Nebraska, it would be have extraordinary economic, devastating economic consequences. So making sure that we continue to be protected. We have a significant risk with Haiti. That's the first time African swine fever has been in the Western Hemisphere. It's in Haiti. There's chaos in Haiti. That's getting close to home. So foreign animal disease is another. Bioterrorism would be a word to use if somebody is actively, a foreign adversary is actively trying to infect have the country become contaminated. Not very long ago, China had African swine fever and lost 50% of the herd. They'd probably really like to see that happen in Nebraska.
And definitely, as we all know, the economy of Nebraska would definitely be affected if anything ill happened to agriculture.
Yeah, I mean, it's agriculture. I mean, I think it's critical. It's really, really critical that we all get on the same page and understand who we are in Nebraska. We're about people, we're about water, we're about crops, and we're about livestock. That's what drives the bus. And then when we go beyond that, we have an extraordinary financial, we have extraordinary industry, we have an extraordinary manufacturing industry, an incredible insurance industry that with a number, we have $1.25 trillion worth of insurance companies domiciled in the state of Nebraska that nobody knows and has compiled over the years over 15,000 high-paying, high-skilled, high-demand jobs. So we have an extraordinary diverse economy, but we have to protect it and not to kill ourselves that somebody's not going to try to take us down. So I think it's really important that we're proactive, that we're realistic, and that, when something doesn't feel right, the chances are it's not right. And, you know, when there's drones flying around, we better know. It's kind of like the security that we put in play last week, 2 weeks ago for the College World Series. It was an absolute no-brainer because we the state, are not going to allow anybody to disrupt things taking place in Nebraska. We're not going to have any acts of violence and peaceful demonstrations. And the only way you do that is by being proactive and making sure that the people that are trying to cause damage know that they will have severe consequences. Those kinds of things work. Conservative leadership matters.
And that's my conversation with Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, talking about the announcement in Washington, D.C. in regards to farm security is national security. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.